Next case is case number 23915. This case for proper spacing for the development of the Dickinson Bakken Pool, Stark County. All interested parties, please come forward.
Item examiner John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Wyoming Oil and Gas Corporation. We are going to have three witnesses testify today. They are Keelan Hauptman in land, Jenny Jones, geology, and Ben Bettis in engineering. They should be there.
Ms. Hauptman, are you on the line? Ms. Hauptman?
Yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Keelan, will you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
My name is Keelan Hauptman. I am a landman with Whitey Oil and Gas Corporation. I'm located at 1700 Broadway, Suite 2300, Denver, Colorado.
And have you previously testified before the commission as an expert witness in land matters and had your qualifications accepted?
Yes, I have.
And have you prepared some land exhibits for use in your testimony today?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony so we have an expert.
Motion granted.
Keelan, let's go to Exhibit 1 and just briefly describe what you're showing on the exhibit, please.
Exhibit 1 is simply a locator map of highlighting where Dickinson Bakken Pool area is located in Stark County.
And then Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 is zooming in on the entire Dickinson field.
And let's continue on with Exhibit 3 then.
Exhibit 3 is going to highlight the area of interest that shows the four CSUs, two of which Pike Whiting operates, which are outlined in red. The other two are operated by Fidelity Exploration and Production. Whiting's working interest is highlighted in numbers in the center of each CSU.
And no further questions, the land witness.
Any questions from the staff? Ms. Jones, are you on the line?
Yes.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you.
Jenny, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please.
Jenny Jones. I work for Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation. I'm a geologist, and we're located at 1700 Broadway Street. We 2300.
Okay.
It's Denver, Colorado.
All right. And Jenny, have you previously testified for the commission as an expert and had your qualifications accepted? And have you prepared some geologic exhibits you're going to sponsor today?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony. This was an expert.
Motion granted.
Let's continue on with Exhibit 4, and I'll have you just tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 4, please.
Okay. Exhibit 4 is showing the outline of Dickinson Field with the three-fourth structure map on a 25-foot contour interval. It is also showing the location of the sidewalk, which is in Exhibit 5.
And let's go on with Exhibit 5, please.
Okay, Exhibit 5 is a type log of the area showing the stratigraphy from the lodge pole down through the lower part of the three fork. And it has a gamma ray resistivity and a lithology log.
And it shows that the three forks is your primary target in this area?
It does.
Let's go on to Exhibit 6 and describe what you're showing on Exhibit 6, please.
Exhibit 6 is the idealized spacing for the units as we have it now for 12 to 80 spacing units, showing the location of the wellbores in proximity to each other.
And this is for a 5 well per 1280 pattern, is that correct?
Yes.
And let's go to Exhibit 7 and just summarize Exhibit 7.
Exhibit 7 is just summarizing the existing temporary spacing and stating that we would like to keep the temporary spacing field as the proper.
Okay, and no further questions of Ms. Jones this time.
All right, thank you.
Any questions from the staff? Mr. Betts, are you on the line?
I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
I do.
Thank you.
Benjamin, would you state your name for the record, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and also give us your business address, please.
My name is Benjamin Betts. I'm employed by Whiting Petroleum Corporation as an operations engineer. My address is 1700 Broadway, Suite 2300, Denver, Colorado.
And you prepared some engineering exhibits for use in your testimony today, is that correct?
I have.
I'll offer the further testimony of this witness as an expert.
Motion granted.
Benjamin, let's go to Exhibit 8 and briefly summarize what you're showing on the exhibit, please.
Okay. Exhibit 8 is an engineering exhibit outlining reservoir characteristics of the Bakken 3 Fork, along with volumetric reserve calculations, proposed wellbore construction, and an economic forecast for development of the proposed 5-well spacing in a 1,280-acre unit. Using the recent performance of wells in the area, which utilize enhanced completion techniques, production modeling in ARIES indicates that the initial production of the wells at a 256-acre spacing is expected to recover 312,000 barrels of oil. For wellbore construction, Whiting intends to set 9.58 casing at 2250 and 7-inch production casing at 10,950 approximately. Whiting will complete the Bakken 3 Fork for the plug and perf stage frac. As stated earlier, Whiting expects the initial well to recover 312,000 barrels of oil and assuming a pricing of $55 per barrel of oil and a $6.5 million drilling completion investment, the net income and after taxes, royalties, and expenses will be around $6 million. According to our projections, each well should pay out 3 years and last for 25 plus and yield an ROI zero.
And can you also tell us what you've included as Exhibit 9, please?
Yes. Exhibit 9 is a decline curve of the Pavelka 2115 pH, which matches up with the economics that I just provided, so, the performance and economics that I just discussed.
Okay, and then Exhibit 10? Anticipate any plant, any problems in gathering or processing the gas to be produced in the field, is that correct?
That's correct.
And then you've also attached as exhibits 11, 12, and 13 oil, gas, and water analyses, is that correct?
That is correct.
And Benjamin, is it your recommendation then that proper spacing be established, at least for the Whiting operated spacing units on the basis of 5 wells per 1,280-acre spacing unit? And I think if I look at your summary on Jenny's exhibits on, Exhibit 7, it might indicate that 5 and 8 currently has 6 per 1280. Do you intend to develop that with 5 wells per 1280?
Yes, 5 would be the intended development.
So whether the commission leaves it at 6 or knocks it down to 5, either one would be okay with you, I assume. Is that correct?
That's correct.
In your opinion, will that type of development protect relative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
It will.
I don't have further questions. We offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Bill, this is Bruce Hicks. Do you plan to drill any additional wells in the area at this time?
Nothing on the immediate drill schedule. If we get a rig, where we're kind of rig constrained right now, and if we get a rig Pronghorn this year, it'll be on the western side where we have the majority of our permits and such. So this I could see going into 2016 or even later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that will conclude our hearing for case 23915.